So much to give us. Praise God. Such a beautiful, powerful book. And today we look at guidance, how the Lord gives us so many great scriptures promising to guide our steps, guide our way. And that'll be our theme today. But let's review first. Our first journey through is prophecy and over 100 verses in Psalms prophesy, mostly about the life and the death and the resurrection of our Savior, especially Psalm 16. Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. From there we looked at prayer. Many great prayer promises in Psalms. Amen. Evening and morning and noon will I pray and cry aloud. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Verses like that. From there the Word of God, 180 verses. Of course, a lot of that is in chapter 119 about God's Word. And so many great teachings. Psalm 12, thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them. Amen. From this generation forever. From there, we looked at praise, how so many scriptures teach us we should be praising God all the time. And David was our great example. Number five, we looked at trust, all the verses that teach us about trusting God. And then number six, the penitential. We looked especially at Psalm 32 and Psalm 51. Which teach us how to repent, the importance of repentance. Then we spent a number of weeks looking at the doctrine of God. And there's so many verses, over 400 verses teach us about God, who He is, His attributes, and so forth. Then last time, a couple of weeks ago, we looked at trials, how God promises to guide us, to strengthen us, to be with us as we go through trials in this life that we are living for Him. So today, guidance. God promises in His Word that if we ask, He will guide our steps. He will show us the way we are to go. We don't know the way, but God does. And He is our loving Father and has promised to show us the way. So let's read Psalm 5:8. Howard, if you would, and then we'll pray and get started understanding what Psalms teaches about God's guidance and direction.
Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, because of my enemies. Make thy way straight before my face.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, how we love you, how we thank you for your word, especially this book that we are studying, Lord. Thank you for giving it to us. How many lives has it helped and encouraged for 2,000, 3,000 years? We just thank you. And Lord, I pray now as we go to your word again, that you would encourage us in this matter of your guidance, your direction in our Christian lives, that we would learn how important it is that we ask constantly. And Lord, I pray that you would just work miracles in our hearts and grow us through your precious and powerful word this morning. How we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beautiful verse, isn't it? Make thy way straight before my face. Show me, Lord, the way you want me to go. Thy way, not my way, thy way. Make it straight before my face. What a beautiful truth. I think I shared with you that is the verse that God used to speak to me 35 years ago about coming to these tiny little islands in the South Pacific. So let's carry on looking at these scriptures about God's guidance. Amen. Psalm 16 and verse 7. Roy, if you would read that for us. Who hath given me counsel. God promises to counsel us, to give us counsel. But he wants us, of course, to ask, as you will see. But that is the God that we serve. He will give us counsel. And, of course, he does that through his word, doesn't he? Then, of course, the most famous psalm is Psalm 23. Amen. And verses, well, just read 1, 2, 3, if you would, Mr. Zeus, of Psalms 23, the most famous psalm.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name.
So two times, verses 2 and verse 3, God promises to lead us. Amen? He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Praise the Lord. He leads us. And we need it, don't we? Because, as we see in this psalm, we are sheep. And sheep don't know the way. Sheep need a shepherd, don't they? The Lord is my shepherd. And the shepherd of all, the good shepherd of the scriptures, has promised to lead us. Amen? To lead us beside the still waters. To lead us in the paths of righteousness. Praise God. All right, Psalm 25. We often sing verses 1 and 2, but in verses 4 and 5, Nathan, we find some more great truths about God's guidance.
Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day.
So again, notice this word keeps showing up, thy ways. Amen? Show me thy ways. Show me the way you want me to go, Lord. Your way. And then lead me. So we see this over and over again too. Asking God to lead us. And of course, if we will pray this, go to His Word, that's exactly what He will do. He will lead us. He will show us His way. Amen? Brad, if you could do 25:12, please.
What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall He teach him the way that he shall choose.
Again, God promises to teach us in the way that we need to go. And then 27:11, Howard, if you would.
Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies.
So sometimes we need it because of our enemies, but again, thy way and lead me. Show me thy way and lead me in a plain path. Isn't that beautiful? Teach me thy way. Well, how does he do that? Through this book. We need to be in it so he can show us his way. He can show us his path. Amen. And then 31:3, Mr. Buensuceso, if you would.
But thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me.
Amen. Lead me and guide me. Did you notice that these are requests, most of them? Yes, they're promises, but it's David a lot of times asking God, Lord, show me, lead me, guide me, show me the way that I need to go. And of course, if we will ask, God will answer. And then 32:8, beautiful verse, Mr. Zeus, if you would. So notice again the word way and the word guide. So I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way. That's God promising us that he will show us the way. And he says, and I will guide thee with mine eye. Beautiful. 37:5, Nathan, if you would. Now, of course, we would have looked at this under trust, but notice, if we will trust and simultaneously commit our way unto Him, what will He do? Bring it to pass. Beautiful promise. And while we're in 23, look at, 37. Brad, if you would do 23 and 24.
Psalm 37?
Yes, please. Every Christian's been encouraged by this. Amen. He delighteth in his way, talking about God's way, though he fall, sometimes, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. How beautiful of a promise. Any questions, comments so far? God's promises here in Psalms to show us the way, to give us his guidance, to show us the paths we need to take. All right, Howard, 43:3, if you would.
Send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles.
Let them lead me. What is he referring to there? Send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. That's the word, amen? Let the word of God lead me. Let them, the word of God, bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. God promises to use this precious book to lead us and to guide us. Roy 48:14, if you would. I love this verse. He always promises to be our guide, but even unto death. God knows when that time is. Amen. And he promises to guide us even up to the end, even unto death. Many Christians are blessed with a deathbed, some not, but God promises to guide us even unto death. Praise the Lord. Psalm 61:2. I guess we need to sing. Let's see. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. The rock that is higher than I. Very nice. So sometimes our heart is overwhelmed, right? And what do we need to do when our heart is overwhelmed? Cry unto the Lord. Amen. And what does he promise to do if we will cry unto him when our heart is overwhelmed? Lead me. Lead me. 73:24. I forget who's next. Is it you, Nathan? Yeah, go ahead.
Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory.
I love that. Afterward. After I've lived this life for you, Lord, after I've asked you for guidance and counsel, you'll receive me to glory. Amen.
Amen.
86:11, Brad.
Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to thy name.
Teach me thy way. That's a good prayer. Teach me thy way. 119 verse 35, Howard, if you would. There's a few here in 119.
Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight.
So Lord, make me work in my life and make me go in the path of what? Thy commandments. Make me to follow the path of your word. And then 119:105, most of us know this by heart, but Roy?
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Amen. So there God promises to use his word to show us the path that we need to take. Amen. And that's his path, of course. He promises to make our path his path if we will follow the guidance of this torch. Amen. It's a light and a lamp. 119:133. Mr. Zeus, if you would. 119:133.
Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me.
Order my steps in thy word. I love that phrase. Lord, please, order my steps in accordance with your book. Amen. And then Nathan 139:10. Actually, do 9 and 10. It fits better.
For I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
This chapter is talking about how God knows everywhere that we are. We can't hide from God. It says, even if I go into the ocean, even if I try to run and pull a Jonah, even there shall thy hand lead me. Amen. And thy right hand shall hold me. And then while we're in this chapter, verse 24, Brad. Psalm 139. Sorry. Go ahead and do 23 and 24.
Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Lead me. There it is again. Lead me in the way. Which way? Everlasting. And then 143, verses 8 through 10, Howard.
Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness.
Amen. Cause me to know the way, verse 8. I flee unto thee, verse 9, and then verse 10. Teach me to do thy will and lead me. So David pleading with God, teach me, lead me, show me the way. Amen. So those are some beautiful verses in Psalms on God's promise to guide our steps, to show us the way, if we'll ask. And, of course, we have to mention Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 in this context, don't we? So, how, Roy, if you'd read those for us. Amen. He shall direct thy paths. So any other verses you can think of about God's promise to guide us? Since we got this done in 15 minutes. God's promises to guide our steps. Silence, Brad. Yep. Well, we just looked at that one. 119, 105, but it is a fantastic verse. Amen. A lamp unto my feet and a light in my path. Any others? God's promises to guide our steps. Give us direction. Any others come to mind? All right, then I'll ask you this question. We've looked at Psalms from 9 different directions. Amen? Prophecy, prayer, the Word, praise, trust, repentance, God Himself, trials and guidance. Are there any others that you can think of that have spoken to you over the years, other ways of looking at Psalms? Because I've pretty much exhausted. I mean, there's others that just have 2 or 3 verses, but pretty much exhausted from my studies larger topics of Psalms. But I could have missed something. So when you think about, say, your Psalms memory verses or how Psalms speaks to you when you read them, I'm opening the floor to say, can you think of other ways that Psalms speaks to you? Anybody? Really?
I would say God is very precious to all of us.
He sure is.
And He put us into the world.
Yes, He did. And that was a blessed study when we studied God, wasn't it? He's our Creator, and He's our Father, and He's good to us, so forth. Any others? Psalms. We think about Psalms, the biggest book in the Bible. If you look at it as a single book, it's actually 150 songs, all grouped into a book, isn't it? But it is the largest single book in the Scriptures. And it contains the largest chapter, which we studied, Psalm 119, which is all about the Word of God, 176 verses. Anyone? When you think about Psalms, maybe how it speaks to you. in a different direction than the nine things we've looked at. Anybody? So we looked at Jesus, amen. Well, we looked at prophecy. We looked at God in general, and of course, prayer and the Word, trusting God, praising God, and now going through trials and God's guidance. Okay, well, be in prayer about next week. We'll either dive in number 10 or we'll start a new study in Psalms. So are there any thoughts or questions about what we've looked at today that God promises in His Word, in Psalms specifically, to guide us, to give us direction, to show us the way, to guide our steps as we travel this road called the Christian life? Anyone? I'm sure some of these verses are some of your all's memory verses, because some of them are amazingly beautiful. Amen? I always go back to my favorite, 5:8, because that's the one God spoke to me years ago. And it's short, but it's beautiful. Make thy way straight before my face. Any others before we close in prayer?